Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's.
Bom, 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 bom.
Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Frank Nelson, Eddie Stanley, Jane Morgan, the 16 Short Orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carcass.
Oh, my, what a beautiful day is today. It sure makes you for to be so glad that you just be alive, huh? It was a beautiful night last night, too. I know, because I was all up all night with a toothache. But this morning, I sure feel good. Oh, my, how could you help but feel real good on a beautiful day like this? It gives you so much ambition. That is why today I'm got down here to the restaurant so early, because I just feel in my bones what this is going for to be a great day. Oh, here's Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Parkey.
Hi. Betty, you know, I was just saying to myself what a beautiful day is today. You know something? On a day like this, if I was only 10 years younger, I wouldn't be 10 years older. You know that? Yeah, Betty, I really feel good today.
Well, gee, Parkey, I hate to spoil your day so early, but the new dishwasher quit.
The dishwasher quit?
Uh-huh.
But he only took the job yesterday afternoon. Did you explain to him about our pension plan? I mean, what the dishwashers get if they stay here 3 days?
Yes, but he quit anyway. He said he wanted an assistant.
An assistant? Well, what would there be for the assistant for to do? Since we put in that new dishwashing machine, all what the dishwasher's got for to do is just press a button.
That's what he wanted the assistant for.
Oh, my Betty, this is sure getting for to be a hard business with the help sheets messing and all, huh?
Oh, yes. So I put the sign in the window, dishwasher wanted.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, Parkey, look, keep your fingers crossed. There's a man outside looking at the sign now.
Oh, yes.
Good, he's coming in. Uh-huh. I guess he wants to apply for the job.
Yes, yeah, see, didn't I tell you, Betty, what today's going for to be a good day?
Pardon me, you the man who hires the help?
Yes.
Well, fine, I see you need a new dishwasher. Can you tell me about the job? I mean, what are the hours?
Oh, 40 hours a week.
Only 40 hours a week? I was kind of hoping you could work longer hours than that.
You were kind of hoping you could work longer hours?
Yeah.
That's our new
Nobody one. Never died from working hard, you know.
Yeah, well, I sure like your altitude, mister. Now, about the days off, I...
Days off? Yes. Who's worried about days off?
You mean you don't care about the days off? Well, you know, working 7 days a week, that's kind of monotonous, you know.
Ah,
yeah.
Forget it. I say, if you keep occupied, you keep out of trouble. Now, what about the salary?
Well, it's $1.25 an hour.
Well, the job sure sounds okay to me.
That's good. Could you start working right away?
Me start?
Yes.
You got a lot of nerve making a crack like that. Why, I never worked a day in my life.
You didn't? Then why did you come in for the job?
The job ain't for me. It's for my wife. Goodbye.
Betty, I bet at the end of the day that fella must be all tired out from going around looking for a job for his wife. Say, I hope that we'll be able for to get a dishwasher soon, though. Oh, my, Betty, in this business is always something for to worry about.
I say there, will you come here a minute?
Uh-oh, there's something to worry about, Parkey. The judge is calling you.
Oh, my, that judge could spoil anybody's good day. He's got more nerve than anybody what I've never seen in my whole life. Say, Betty, do you think what he's be a real judge?
A real judge? Why, he's the biggest phony that ever lived.
That's what I thought. I couldn't understand how real judges could come in here every day just for to buy one cup of coffee, sit here all day long and complain about it. I mean, Betty, judges is smart people, and if he was so smart, he wouldn't come in here. I mean, he would have better things for to do with his time.
Yes, but as long as he does come in here, the least he could do would be to pay for what he gets. Why, do you know, Parkey, he owes us $18.40.
He owes us $18.40?
Yes.
What did he have, a bacon and egg sandwich?
No, he owes us $18.40 just for coffee.
Oh, my, you know something? I'm going for to get that money from him right now. Excuse you, Betty. Good morning, George.
Who cares if it's a good morning? Instead of you wasting your time giving out weather reports, it might be better if you learned how to make a cup of good coffee.
You know, it'd be a funny thing, George, but you are the only one what comes in here what kicks about the coffee. I mean, even the people what pays don't complain. If I am not giving out too much of a hint, thank you.
Just one moment, my good man. Are you insinuating that my credit's not good?
Well, I...
Well, if I were you, I'd be mighty careful of what I said, or one of these days you might find yourself in serious legal difficulties.
Legal difficulties? You mean just because what I'm running a restaurant here and you run up a bill for $18.40 that you can make trouble for me?
Definitely, my good friend. You see, I know the law because I happen to be a judge and considered a very good judge, too.
Yes?
Why, for years I worked with Frankfurter.
What did you do, put on the mustard? Look, George, I don't like you for to think that I'm be a hard-hearted guy, but, you know, I run a business here and I got bills for to pay. Now, you owe me $18.40. And just for to show you what my heart is be in the right place, suppose I cut it in half. I'll forget half of what you owe me.
Well, that's most liberal of you.
Yes.
And just to show you that my heart's in the right place, I'll forget the other half.
Well, that's fair enough.
Fine. Good day, sir.
Good day, George. See, it just goes to show you, no matter what kind of a problem you got, you could always work it out. Yeah, that was easy. I forgot one half, and he forgot the other half. Wait a minute. Betty! Betty!
On with the show! On with the show! Let's go! Introducing Miss Betty Rose.
There'll be a change in the weather and a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. And if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. I must do things the same as others do. I'm gonna change my way of living. And if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor Recording singing star, singing There'll Be Some Changes Made. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. You know, there's one thing about us Americans. We're all proud of our community, and we have plenty of mighty good reasons, too. For neighbors everywhere, your neighbors and mine, are all working together to back the community chess, to give it the tools to help make your community, all our communities, a better place in which to live. Remember, a contribution to the community chest is a contribution for every Red Feather service. This includes day nurseries, visiting nurses, family service, child care, clinics and hospitals, aids to the elderly and handicapped, traveler's aid, and many, many more too numerous to mention. There's a Red Feather service for every age, for every health and family problem. These are Red Feather services you support when you make your contribution. When you give to one, your community chest, you give for all Red Feather services. By giving generously, you can be sure that you're supporting most wisely the friendly, neighborly services that help your community day after day, month after month. Everybody benefits, so everybody gives. Sit right down now while it's fresh in your mind. Give to your community chest tonight. Wear your Red Feather tomorrow.
My, this morning I felt so good, but the minute when I get down to the restaurant here, Everything that goes wrong, eh? That restaurant business be the worst business in the world. All you have is trouble, trouble, trouble. Nothing is ever goes right.
How do you do? Could I speak to the man in charge?
Yes, lady, that's me.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know.
Yes.
This is the first time I've ever been in here.
Oh.
You see, I never eat in restaurants.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, mercy, no.
No.
I wouldn't eat in a restaurant if you gave me $1 million. I always say that the worst cooked food at home tastes so much better than the best cooked food in a restaurant. Don't you agree with me?
Yes, home cooking is nice, yes.
Fine. Now you can be of great help to us.
Yes.
You see, I belong to an organization and we're trying to get everybody to eat at home. And in that way, we feel that they can appreciate the home better.
I see, yes.
Now, we have figures which show
yes.
that more and more people are eating out in restaurants today.
Yes.
And home cooking is becoming a lost art. So what we're doing is getting up a cookbook that shows how to make delicious dishes at home for one-tenth the price that you'd have to pay in a restaurant. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yes.
Now, as I said before, you
yes.
can be of great help to us. You see, it's going to cost a lot of money to print this book.
Yes.
And I thought you'd take an ad on the back cover. It's only $250.
Say, wait a minute. I don't get this. You say what you're printing up a book to tell all the people for to eat at home instead of in restaurants?
Yes.
And why should I give you $250 for that? Why, a book like that is could put me right out of business.
Oh, I think it's wonderful how quickly you've caught the spirit of our organization.
Yes, it didn't take me long to catch on at all.
Oh, it's a marvelous organization.
Yes.
We consist of a group of 20 women just like me.
Do you mean in the world there are 19 more women just like you?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Yes.
And I just know they'll be thrilled when they learn that we can count on your help.
Yeah, well, look, lady, I hate to tell you this, but I got bad news for you, I'm afraid. If I was you, I don't would count too much on my help. Really.
We can't?
No.
Well, my organization isn't going to like this one bit. You know, they're starting to get awfully discouraged.
Discouraged?
Yes. You see, I've been doing this work for 18 years, and
yes.
so far, all I've been able to collect is $2.60.
$2.60 in 18 years? That's not be very much, does it?
Oh, it isn't so bad.
Yes.
After all, I don't work full-time at it.
You don't?
No. You see, they only let me out 2 hours a week.
I see.
Well, thank you very much, and good day.
Yes, good day, yes. There's the breaks what I get. They let her out for 2 hours a week, and she's got to spend those 2 hours with me. Ah, my, I couldn't think of another crazy business like a restaurant, huh? I would like to give this whole thing up and just have a farm and a couple, two, three chickens, maybe, and some cows, and maybe taking a few summer boarders. Wait a minute, I'm back in the restaurant business again. Uh-oh, I guess what that man is wants for to pay his check. Yes, sir, could I help you?
How much I owe you? I had a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee, that's 5 cents.
Boy, it's a good thing you only charge a nickel here, or I'd be out of luck. I only got a nickel.
Well, you mean that's your last nickel? Well, look here, mister, you keep it. You see, I'd like to keep my record clean, you see.
Keep your record clean?
Yes, yeah, so far today I didn't take in a cent, and I don't want you to spoil it, you see.
Well, thanks.
Yes.
See, I left all my money home.
Oh.
I had to kind of leave the house in a hurry.
Oh.
Had a little argument with the wife.
Oh, I see.
Boy, was she sore at me.
Yeah.
Hey, are you married?
No, I'm not. No. I got that mark on my head from a ball game when I was a little boy.
You're a bachelor, huh?
Yes.
Lucky you, no trouble.
Oh, don't worry, I got troubles. Yeah, you being in the restaurant business, you got plenty of troubles. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I guess this must be a hot business.
Oh, sure.
I mean, with all these rules they got now about meatless Tuesdays and no poultry on Thursdays and all that stuff like that.
Yeah, but of course, you know, it's pretty important for all of us to cut down on the food now, you know. So I heard a good one about that this morning. A fella said, even Nelson Eddy is cutting down on food.
Nelson Eddy?
Yeah, instead of singing shortening bread, now he's singing cupcake.
Yes. Say, that sure is a corker.
Yeah, that's a corker, yes.
Say, mister.
Yes.
I know I got a lot of nerve for asking you,
yes.
But would you mind awfully if I use your phone?
Phone?
I mean, I'd like to call up the missus and kind of make up to her.
Oh, sure, go ahead, call up the missus, you know. Don't be nice for people for to be mad at each other.
Sure it's okay?
Sure it's okay. I insist on it. Go ahead, call up your wife. There's the phone. Sure.
Operator? Give me long distance.
Long distance? You said that you were going to call up your wife.
That's right. I live in Kansas City.
You live in Kansas City and you left all your money home?
Hello, long distance?
Oh, my.
I'm calling Kansas City, Maine, 551830.
I never heard that.
What's this number, mister? Oh, here, it's right here. Brenton, 15526. Yeah. Hey, what do you know? They're ringing my house already.
Yeah.
Ain't this wonderful? You call Kansas City from way out here in Los Angeles, and they connect you like it was a local call. Bingo. Yeah.
I wish it was a local call. Bingo.
Yeah. Oh, quiet. Here's the wife. Hello, Mary? This is Tom. You know, lover boy. Hello, honey.
Would you talk fast?
Boy, is she burned up? She won't even answer me.
Then hang up. Hang up.
Hello, sweetheart. Oh, come on, Mary. Speak to me, will you? How do you like that? She won't say a word.
Then hang up.
Hello, Mary. Mary. Oh, please speak to me. Won't you even say hello, Mary?
For heaven's sake, Mary, say something. It's costing me a fortune.
You beat that, she won't say nothing.
Then hang up.
Oh, no. If I hang up, then she'll never talk to me.
Yeah, but she's not even talking to you now.
Look, Mary, I ain't got no place to go, and I'm going to stay on this phone until you start talking. I don't care if it takes 2 hours.
2 hours?
Hello, Mary? Mary?
Oh, my.
Hello? Hello? Oh. How do you like that? She hung up on me.
Well, bless her little heart.
Boy, now I really am sore. I don't think we should let her get away with this, should we? I mean, hanging up on us like that. We'll call her right back and really tell her something, won't we?
We'll tell her something. Since when did I become a partner?
Hello, long distance. This is Brenton, 15526. Give me that Kansas City number again, will you? I'll get even with her, even if it costs me my last nickel here.
Say, look. How much is the fare to Kansas City? Maybe it would be cheaper if
Oh, quiet. Quiet, they're ringing her.
Oh, my, I never seen...
Hello, Mary. You think you're pretty smart not saying nothing, don't you? Well, you listen to me. I'm going to tell you...
What is it?
How do you like that? She didn't say a word, just hung up again. Well, brother, I can be just as stubborn as she is. I'll keep calling her all night.
Look, mister, put down that phone. You just make 2 calls to Kansas City, and you don't going to make no more. I bet you what that 2 calls are going to cost me over
$20. $20?
Yes.
For what?
For the calls.
The telephone company can't charge you for them 2 calls.
How you mean they couldn't charge me? You talked to your wife long distance in Kansas City 2 times, don't you?
Yeah, I talked to her. But she didn't answer me, did she?
No, she didn't.
Then how can they charge you for calls where there's no answer?
No answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you let him get away with that?
Yeah.
And if you have any trouble about it,
yes,
just call me up in Kansas City. Goodbye.
Goodbye. How do I get mixed up with people like that?
I got a rope, you got a rope, all got children got a rope. When you get your hand, gonna pull on the rope, gonna shout all over, that's heaven.
Everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. Heaven ain't going there. Heaven ain't going there.
Gonna shout all over God's heaven. Yeah, I got shoes. You got shoes. All God's children got shoes. When you get to heaven, gonna put on the shoes and gonna walk all over God's heaven. Heaven. Heaven.
everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. Heaven ain't going there. Heaven ain't going there.
Gonna walk all over God's heaven. I got shoes.
I got shoes. I got shoes.
I got shoes.
I got shoes.
I got shoes.
I got shoes.
I got shoes.
I got shoes.
I got shoes.
I got shoes.
I got shoes.
Oh, I got shoes. I got shoes.
I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven.
I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven.
I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven.
That was the 16 short orders singing All God's Chillin' Got Shoes. We'll be back with Pocky in just a moment. A little over a month ago, on September 17, we began a year of rededication by all Americans to their heritage of freedom. This year, 1947, marks the 160th anniversary of our Constitution. One of the great events planned for this year is the national tour of the Freedom Train. Now, many of you already know that this special train will carry more than 100 of the most famous original documents on which our American way of life is based. When you go aboard, look for many interesting things, because included will be the manuscripts of the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, as well as some of the surrender documents of World War II, marking our national development of individual liberties from colonial days right up to the present. The Freedom Train opens to the public in Philadelphia and then travels for 1 year throughout the 48 states, stopping in 300 communities. Watch for it. Make sure you don't miss it. People all over the nation will have the privilege of seeing these documents, of reading the immortal words which established and developed our civilization, founded on individual rights and liberties. This is your American heritage, and this is the year in which to manifest your pride in that heritage.
Back to Parky.
Seven o'clock. Well, three more hours and then I'm close up. Oh, my, I'm sure we'll be glad when this day is over. So what? So comes tomorrow morning, the trouble starts all over again. Oh, my, here comes real trouble. Is that faker, Orville Sharp?
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Packy Cack. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are correct, yes. Yes.
Well, Mr. Packy Cack, you look very unhappy to me. I mean, you look down in the cast.
I look down in the cast?
Yeah, yeah. Don't like the looks on your little gray face.
Mr. Sharp, you see, this is a restaurant business here. That's got me down. Boy, would I love for to get out of this business and get into some business where it would give me a little pleasure, a little happiness.
Well, if you want to get into a different line of business, I am just the guy that can help you. That's my new profession. You realize that?
No, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. What new profession you got?
Business of opportunities.
Business of opportunities?
Correct it. For a small fee, just a few of those dollars,
yes.
I got a whole list of different kind of businesses that I can put you in. Mm-hmm. Would you like a few eggs and apples?
Yeah, go ahead. Give me a few eggs and apples, yes.
Okay, now, here is a wonderful business for you.
Yes.
How would you like to be an Indian watcher?
An Indian watcher?
Oh, brother, that is a marvelous business. Yes. The only trouble is that right now, things are just a little slow in that line.
Yes. Yeah, but I never heard of that kind of business, an Indian watcher. What is that?
Oh, that's very pleasant work.
It is?
Yeah. All you do, you go on the top of a big hill, see?
Yes.
You just stand there, and you watch out for the Indians.
Yes.
See? And as soon as you see the Indians attack, and you run down and you warn the settlers.
Wait a minute. What kind of a business is that, run down and warn the settlers? Nowadays, Indians don't attack nobody.
It's what I told you, that things are very slow in that line.
No, I don't think that'd be a very good business, an Indian watcher.
All right, okay. Look, here is another great business for you.
Yes.
And this one, you can have all for yourself. There is no competition.
No competition?
No, sir.
What kind of a business is it?
Well, get this. You know, whenever you buy a lot of spinach...
Yes.
The spinach, it always comes filled up with sand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the business you're in.
What is the business I mean?
You're the guy that puts the sand in the spinach.
I put sand in spinach?
Uh-huh, yeah. And have I got a wonderful location for you. Oh, you get all the sand that you want for nothing. It's way out in the middle of the desert, and I got it all fixed up with Mo.
Yes.
He's the guy who owns the desert.
Yeah. Got it fixed up with Mo?
Yeah.
Mo who?
Mo Harvey. Well, sure, you heard of Mojave's desert, ain't you?
I heard of Mojave, also heard of his brother, Fred Harvey. I know him too.
Well, Mr. Packy Carcass, I just threw two wonderful businesses at you. Which one do you like?
Look, Mr. Sharp, if those be such wonderful businesses, why don't you go into them yourself?
Oh, brother, I just wish that I could, but yes. Ain't got the time.
No?
See, I'm a police reporter now that keeps me very busy.
You're a police reporter?
Once a week, I have to report to the police.
Well, that should keep you busy, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Yes. Just got a terrific idea for another business for you. Hey, did you hear me? I said I just got a terrific idea for another business
for
you.
Yeah, I heard you. Don't have to shout at me, Mr. Shaw. I got ears, you know.
Oh. Now you're getting clever, eh? Well, that's a pretty smart crack, ain't it? You got ears. Brother, you don't have to tell me that. I can see that you got ears, and you know something?
What?
You should give them ears back to the jackass you got them from.
Indian giver?
Goodbye, Mr. Park, you can't.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharp. Put sand in skin. Mojave's Desert. Mojave's Desert. Where does a man get such crazy ideas like that?
Oh, Parky, would you like to okay these bills?
Bills? Yeah, Betty, I'll okay the bills. Oh, my. It sure be the end of a perfect day. Now comes the bills. You know something, Betty? I hate this business. If anybody's ever wanted for sale, another restaurant wouldn't give him 2 cents for it.
But, Parky, if this business upsets you so much, why don't you get rid of it? Sell it.
Sell it?
Sure.
What are you saying, Betty? How could I ever sell a wonderful business like this?
But you just got through saying that you wouldn't give 2 cents for another restaurant.
That's right. I wouldn't give 2 cents for another one, but I wouldn't take $1 million for this one.
Friends, here's an important message.
Ladies and gentlemen, earlier in the program, you heard Art Gilmore ask you to give to your local community chest. I would like to add my voice to this plea to remind you again to give and give liberally, because honestly, the need is so urgent. Thank you very much and good night.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, and the 16 Short Order.
When you're gone,
so Dixie of Parkies is written by Parky Carcass and Howard Harris, and is produced by Maurice Moore. The program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more comedy. The Jim Backus Show follows in just a moment. This is Art Gilmore saying good night. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.